kids like you, maker of heaven, Lord of the land and Lord of the sea, holy and true, faithful and able, Lord of all time and eternity.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come with me to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. I want to tell you, I actually personally believe that that is the most important verse in the whole Bible. This is Thursdays, Brother Ferdinand, you know, like I normally say, there are some things when I say them, I say this is my opinion. So it means you don't have to take it, but I think that Genesis chapter 1, God bless you, Brother Fola. Thank you for that scripture up on the screen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I believe that this is the most important verse in the scriptures. Do you know that if this verse was not in the Bible, there would be nothing to save? There would be nobody to redeem. Everything else flows from chapter 1, verse 1. God is a mighty summary writer. I believe God wrote it so that even if you open the book and all you read was the first sentence, you got the message. Hoy! In the beginning, God, I believe these are the most majestic words in all of scripture. In the beginning, God. God was there before the beginning began. In Psalm 90, he said, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in generations past. He said, before the mountains we are brought forth, before you formed the earth and the world. He said, before the mountains we are born. One Bible version says, he said, before you created the world and the earth. He said, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. There is that song that we used to sing. He said, from everlasting to everlasting, you alone art God. 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 Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, he was there before the beginning began. That's the foundation of everything. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, you find the eternity of God. He preceded the beginning, before all time, before all matter, before space, before anything and everything else. He was there. In the beginning, God. Then this God who was already present at the beginning, he now created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God. What that thing is saying is that if God is not present, anything that thinks it has begun has never begun. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was and still is the light of men. In the beginning, God, before the devil came to town, God was present. You see, Satan likes to make it look as if he has always been here. That's not true. Once upon a time, there was no devil. I said, once upon a time, there was no Lucifer. Even the angel of light is a creature, the covering cherub. It was God that created him. There was a time when Satan was not present. I mean, even when he had not committed sin, he had not fallen down from heaven. He was still the morning star, Lucifer. He was not there from the beginning. He was a creature. And that understanding alone, I normally say to the devil, I say, devil, you have a big problem. Do you know Satan's biggest problem? Listen to Satan's biggest problem. His mouth is bigger than his hands. He can say things he doesn't have power to execute. You see? But you see, with God, God's hands are equal to his mouth. He has the power to execute what he says with his mouth. The reason is because once upon a time, there was nothing. The one that created all things retains power over all things. The one that everything must be possible to the one that created everything. I said everything must be possible to the one that created everything. Think about it. Imagine that you have a Toyota that is sick, a Toyota that has broken down, and Toyota Motors, the owners of Toyota, that they cannot fix it. It's unthinkable. It's unthinkable. This car came out of their factory, and then you brought it back to them, and then they say, sorry, we can't help you. This car now has, we cannot repair it. It's unthinkable. They retain power over their product. And no matter the mutations, you can talk about mutations. No matter the mutations, the eternal Jehovah retains sovereign, unlimited, unrestricted authority over the works of his hands. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Because God created, there are implications and consequences of his having created all things. I said there are, you see, every scripture has an implication and an application. I said every scripture, remember this statement, every scripture has an implication and an application. So what are the implications of Genesis 1:1? What are the implications of the fact that God created the heavens? Poi, ita, the heavens, plural. The heavens, plural, and the earth. You see, that statement there, the heavens, is an astonishing, compressed description of the universe. It's an amazing... See, when you read the heavens, in Psalm 8, I think it's verse 3, David said, when I consider thy heavens. I used to read the thing as, when I consider the heavens. One day God corrected me. He said, no, it's not when I consider the heavens. When I consider thy heavens, your heavens. Somebody owns it. Said the moon and the stars which you have ordained. He said, what is man that you are? He said, the work of your fingers. Thank you. The work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained. He said, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? So the heavens that God made implies the fact that the God that created it all must retain authority over all that he created. You see, when you talk about the heavens, you are dealing with billions of billions of galaxies. It's mind-boggling. What I'm telling you is mind-boggling. You need to think about what I'm saying. In scripture, David did not have what was required to consider the heavens. He could only look with his eyes. And then when he looked with his eyes in the night, he will see stars. But now there are telescopes. There are telescopes that are beaming. There is one called the Hubble telescope, 350 miles above planet Earth. It is looking into the universe. And brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, it is showing stars, billions of stars. Billions of galaxies. A galaxy is a collection of stars, a massive collection of maybe billions of stars. The sun in the sky is just one star. And now you have not only billions of stars, you now have billions of galaxies that contain billions of stars in what they call the known universe. All of these things are in the heavens. They are there in the heavens that God created. In the beginning, he created it all. This person who made the heavens, what are the implications? The person who made the heavens upholds the heavens. The one who created the earth, the Bible says, he upholds all things by the word of his power. If he can uphold planet Earth, he should be able to uphold you. Can't you see the point? That's why when the Bible begins to talk about God's power, it refers to creation. Notice scriptures. In one scripture in the book of Jeremiah chapter 32, before I had me put up verse 17, he said, Jeremiah was talking, Jeremiah 32 and verse 17. He says, Lord God, you are the one that created the heavens and the earth with your great power and with your outstretched arm. He said, there is nothing that is too difficult for you. Note, before declaring God's omnipotence over everything, he declared the fact that he created. He created. He's still creating. The fact that he created means he can still create. Do you understand? If he needs to create a body part, if he needs to create opportunities, if he needs to create an open door, if he needs to create favor on your behalf, if he needs to make a way where there seems to be no way, he created. Once upon a time, there was no planet Earth. He's the one that made the billions of people that live on it. He's the one that made the physical Earth and the known universe. He's still creating. Look, if there was nobody upholding the heavens and the Earth, everything will disappear. He said, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Then he said, is there anything too difficult for me? He's referring to the fact that I'm the one that made it all. Is there anything impossible for the one that made it all? You see, what you call a human being, once upon a time, you were not here. I was not here. He made, you know, this scripture, this Genesis 1:1, pay attention to it. You see, creation implies ownership. It means that somebody owns it all. He says the earth is, not the earth was. The earth is a permanent present tense. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all the people that live in it. Because he's the owner, he can give it to whoever he likes. He can make space for anybody. How did he become the owner? He became the owner by creation. And he created it out of nothing. Psalm 33 said, by the word of his mouth, the heavens were made, and the starry hosts by the breath of his nostrils. This is a God that breathes out stars. When he speaks, worlds and universes and stars and planets, they come alive. That word that created is still available to create. And because he created, hallelujah, it connotes purpose. He must have something in mind when he was making the whole thing. If you make a phone, or you make a car, or you are making even a pot of soup, you have a purpose for your creation. If you are setting up a business, you are creating a recipe, you have a purpose for what you are creating. You are creating a software. So creation means that there's a purpose attached to your life, attached to the earth. Creation connotes sovereignty. It means it's under his authority. No matter what the nations do, there is somebody who created. Creation connotes sustenance. That's why in the things that God created, he provided more than enough. Hallelujah. More than enough. There is enough air to sustain. There is enough water to sustain. There is enough food to sustain. When you create, you sustain. Creation connotes presence. The maker, the chair, thinks that the carpenter does not exist. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a group of chairs having an argument and they are discussing, are you sure the carpenter is in town? Of course the carpenter is in town and he still has his tools to do or undo. So human beings that God created, now they have a committee meeting and they are discussing whether their creator exists. And I can imagine the creator says, yes, I am here. And you will meet me at the right time. Creation connotes presence. God did not create everything and abandon it. He is sustaining. Creation connotes direction. It connotes dimensions. It connotes things you don't know about. Creation connotes that there could be other creations. You know, some people wonder, they say, of recent, do you know, brothers and sisters, of recent, the United States military has now set up a formal inquiry to deal with UFOs, unidentified flying objects. They were denying them that they don't exist. They were hiding the files and hiding the evidence. But now the evidence has become overwhelming. The US military has now set up a commission to study the existence of unidentified flying objects. Because their navy, and their air force, they are meeting with objects in the sky that they cannot explain. They are not coming from planet Earth. What I'm telling you, Google it, you'll be surprised. I saw a video the other day, the US Navy recorded a massive object from afar, and the thing was moving. After some time, it fell into the sea. They don't know what it is. It was flying, and then it ended up in the sea. They don't know what it is. It is not a missile. It's not an aircraft from Russia or from China. Some of their pilots follow these supersonic objects that are traveling faster than the speed of sound. They don't know what it is. They can't communicate with it. And it's bothering them now because they are wondering, are there some people there, extraterrestrials, that have more intelligence than us? What can they do to us? They have set up a formal inquiry. Of course, there are people outside there that you don't know about. There are angels. There are worlds. God cannot create a God with infinite wisdom and knowledge and endless power. Cannot create only planet Earth and then stop. He's still creating. The unlimitedness of God, the greatness of God, is manifest in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And because he created, he still sustains. He can provide. The person who created heaven and earth can provide food for you, one human being, on planet Earth of 7.8 billion people. You see, this thing should make you to trust God. The person who created your body can repair it. He can fix it. The person who created you has a purpose. He has a destiny. That's why the most important thing to do is to connect with your creator. I said to connect with the creator. So can you imagine that you and the creator, you are one. Your creator now resides inside. Your creator has become your father. He said in the book of Isaiah, he said, your maker is your husband. Hi, redemption. When you read it in Isaiah chapter 54, he said, your maker is your husband. Your maker has married you. What a marriage. Glory to the Son of God. I pray that you will meditate. Do you know that it's because God created that there is something to redeem? It was what he created that fell. Then he came to redeem it. If there was no creation, there would have been no story. There will have been no story, no Adam, no Eve, no cross, no Calvary. The reason he is Redeemer is because he's the creator. He came to earth to redeem what he paid for, to redeem what he made, to collect what belongs to him that he purchased with his blood. That's the reason. In the beginning, God. That's why you also, presence at the beginning connotes information. Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ, when they ask him, give me a couple of minutes and I'm done. The Lord Jesus Christ, when they ask him a question about marriage, you know what Jesus told them? He said, because of the hardness of your heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not like that. You see why I'm laughing is that the person who was present at the beginning can give you information because he was there. If you joined a meeting, in the middle, there are plenty of things you don't know. Do you know that all of us joined planet Earth in the middle? You don't have information. That's why you must listen to the word. The word of God, they are the statements. They are the testament, the testimony, the evidence of the one that was there in the beginning. He was there. Before Satan came, he was there. Before sickness, before Goliath arrived, before the mountains, he was present. Before the things that are harassing you arrived, he was there. I was there. He said, in chapter 8 of the book of Proverbs, he said, when he laid the foundation of the earth, I was there. Before the mountains, I was there. Then he said, now, listen to me, you sons of men. Listen to the word. It's the word of somebody who was there. Who was there at the beginning. His evidence cannot be wrong because he was there. Because he was there at the beginning, he knows where he put the foundations of the mountains. In the book of Job, he said, he put forth his hand to the rock. He overturns the mountains by their roots because he knows where their roots are located. He knows the roots of the problem bothering you. He knows the end from the beginning. Hi, look, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 is powerful. Meditate on it. And may this revelation of God as your creator also bring to you the implications, because your maker has become your husband. And I want you to listen, because he created, he can repair. Because he created, he can provide. Because he created, he can protect. Do you know that there is nothing? Do you know that everything that is threatening you is a creature, just like you are a creature? He says, so in Isaiah 54, he said, look, I'm the one that created the waster, the destroyer, the one that goes around to destroy, the smith that is making an instrument. I'm the one that made the person that is manufacturing an instrument. You see, I said, the thing that is threatening you is a creature, just like you yourself, you are a creature. But the good news is that you are connected to the creator, the master of all creation. He can handle your matter. And when you are confident in him, you can face life, you can rest, you can be at peace, because you know that there is nothing that can arise in his creation that the creator, the eternal, immortal Jehovah cannot handle. Glory to the Son of God. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why? Because I formed the people that are forming the weapon. I'm the one that formed them. So there's nothing they can form against you that belongs to me that can prosper, as long as you continue to walk with me. Glory to the Son of Almighty God. Lift up your hand and bless the Lord. Give him praise. You are my maker. My maker is my husband. My maker is my father. In the beginning, God created. He's still creating. I see him creating possibilities. He has a destiny for you that the enemy cannot stop. Oi, I see him creating new life, creating new organs, creating poi, huto, hotsotekarika, creating platforms. Kaito, tetetse, tote. Come on, somebody pray. Somebody pray. Totse mataya karataya. Every sickness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Disappear. Titse. Mitola hana na taila. Shtirizi karato. Pokuto. Teke lehiente. Yenduduku. Butoruko bereta. Father, we praise you. You are the maker of all things. You are the, he said, by him, we are all things created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether they are thrones or principalities or dominions or powers, all things we are made by him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him, all things hold together. The one that created everything has power over everything. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, let this word be confirmed now in the lives of your children. In the name of Jesus, let this word be confirmed. The one that created planet Earth, you can supply every need. In the name of Jesus, receive your need supplied. I command a financial breakthrough, supernatural provision, open doors. In the name of Jesus, be healed in your body now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, gracious Savior. Lord, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We give you glory. We bless your name. Help us to keep you continually before our eyes, to trust you, to depend on you, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, gracious Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God's people, praise God. Hold fast to this word. Meditate on this thing. You know, in my mind, I just see, he made it. Everything must be possible to the one that created everything. Don't forget what, except he traveled, except he disappeared, and then disappeared to where? How come the creator is gone and then the creatures are remaining? Who is going to finish first? Glory to the Son of Almighty God. And having this constant understanding that your Father created heaven and earth, it will remove lack from your head. Did you understand what I said? Your Father created the world and you're a beggar. No. Don't believe that. Don't think it. Don't imagine it. Don't be thinking of what you don't have. Be thinking of who you have.
what you have. Hallelujah.
Don't be thinking of what you don't have. Be thinking of who you have.
Amen.
Who you have is more important than what you don't have.
Mm.
Did you understand what I'm saying to you here? Your father, if your father is the Almighty, at least you should be mighty. And because your father created, it means that you too can create. Pointer, in the name of Jesus, I release creativity, creative ideas, creative insight, creative wisdom to rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Creative solutions, innovative solutions to come through you in the name of Jesus. You will never be stranded in life in the name of Jesus. Creative imaginations, creative thoughts to create products, create solutions, create devices to invent software, to invent business processes, to invent solutions. Receive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Go in this your might. And have this continual thinking and understanding. And faith will rise up in your spirit in the presence of anything that you can ever face in life. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Maker of heaven, Lord of the land, and Lord of the sea.